This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite, as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us wherever they're at, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks that are out working on the oil rigs tonight, wherever it is they happen to be working at them at, we thank them for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can go over to Facebook, and you can find us at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and just click on the like button, and then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are in there right now. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. We'll say hello to you in a little bit. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got a story coming out of New York tonight. It's at least the story I've got, and there, I think there's an update on it. Let me look here. Okay, the story I've got is that two police officers have been wounded in Brooklyn. And one was shot and one was slashed with a knife. They were both taken to the hospital. They're both doing well. But that story has been upgraded. There may have been a third officer involved in this who was injured, too?
That's correct, Captain. What we understand at this hour is that there were three officers involved in this incident that occurred in the Flatbush neighborhood near the intersection of Church
Avenue
and Flatbush. Mm-hmm. And the there was a suspect who approached officers, had a knife, slashed one of the officers in the neck. A struggle ensued, and there was a gunshot. One of the officers was hit in the hand. A third officer came to the scene and ended up shooting the suspect, but a second officer also has what appears to be a gunshot. We think that is also an injury to the hand as well. All three of those NYPD officers are in stable condition, we understand, and the suspect is in critical condition at this hour, we understand.
All right, and that's the latest coming out of New York. And, of course, last night there was the ninth nights in a row that people have been on the streets across America, and many of them are challenging the curfew that's in place. The police take about so much of it, and then they move in and they escort the people off. I watched them arrest a whole bunch of people in New York City, which what they did was they gave them a certain amount of time. They said, okay, time's over. Curfew's here. Time to leave. And they didn't leave, and they gave them a little bit longer, and then they moved in, and they arrested a bunch of them.
Yes, they have done that, and at the very least, some of that tone is a little different, obviously, than it was in previous nights. They're trying to give the space in order for people to be able to disperse and also at the same time be able to mount their protest, basically. In many cases, we've seen crowds disperse without a lot of issues. But there is a subset of the protesters, and that, of course, are the ones that want to be arrested to make their statement or this kind of thing. So the police are obliging that.
Now, there were four officers that were involved in George Floyd's death that were all involved in holding him down. Of course, we know about Officer Chauvin. His charges were upgraded today to second-degree murder. And the other three were all charged as well. And all of them now have been booked and are spending a time in jail. The three officers today, I believe they're on $1 million bond. If they can bond out, they'll be out of jail, too. So I don't know where that's going to go. But this all happened today. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced it yesterday afternoon.
That's right, yeah. So for Derek Chauvin, it's second-degree murder. The others, as I understand, I believe it's aiding and abetting the second-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, all the officers were issued arrest warrants earlier on Wednesday. They were all in custody, and so now it's going to begin to play out. Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, had said at his press conference that he wanted to take time to review all of the evidence. And I think, Captain, as we've been talking about the independent autopsy, which involved Dr. Michael Bodden, who's a very famous pathologist and well-respected, I think that played a major part in upgrading those charges to that second-degree murder charge.
There's just one problem with the second-degree murder charge. You can charge them with that, but you have to be able to prove the intent was there to do what they did. And they were following procedure, and their defense is going to be that the procedure they were following had been put in place by the department. They've been using it since 2015, and they thought that they were using the right amount of force, which obviously they weren't.
Right, yes, most unfortunately. But there is going to be some blowback as well from the protesters and those who are seeking to have the first degree murder charge imposed. So the Attorney General is going to have to be dealing with that. But it's interesting, Captain, because initially they brought out third degree murder and manslaughter because the prosecutors thought that's what they could prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And so you're right. The bar may have been moved up a little bit, and so that could have an effect on how this trial will play out.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back, and we're going to tell you about a sign of the times, and the church leaders have spoken out about the president's little trip over to the church the other night. And we're also going to talk about Rod Rosenstein, something that's been lost in all of this, because he testified yesterday in Washington, D.C., and that should have been the lead story for everybody to hear tonight, but it's not, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and we'll get to Kyle in a minute. This portion of the program, The Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor. Now, most of you know that I personally have been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now. As a matter of fact, I heard from Pete and Seth Talbot yesterday, and they were telling me how happy they were to hear from the people that give their testimonials to them on their website, which I'll give you that website here in a minute. But you can start out the way I did with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95, and it's been that price for the 4 years that I've been taking it. Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start is $19.95. Now, go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain, and you can watch the little 2.5 minute tutorial there, the little video that's in there. Tells you all about how it's natural, what's in it, how it works, and how to get it, and then you can order it right there, relieffactor.com/captain. It's the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Give it a shot. It works for me and many thousands of other people, and hopefully it'll work for you too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, although that happens a lot, you and I were just talking off air about something, and you wanted to ask me a question about football?
Well, you know, in the, now, of course, they haven't started up yet, but in the post-riots, post-COVID-19 world, as in the NFL will certainly be struggling to some degree because of COVID-19. How do you think this is all going to affect the NFL when now we're hearing rumblings about, you know, trying to bring Colin Kaepernick back on a team at some point? I mean,
well, he's
what
only,
kind of lightning rod are we going to see here?
He's only part of it. That's one of the deals, but there's several other players that have been booted off for drugs and this, that, and the other, and they want to bring them back too. But it sets a very poor example. We've got enough problems in this country with the riots that are going on right now. You know, when you've got a poll that's out there, a sign of the times, let's call it, 58% of the college-age students in America believe the riots are totally justified and they don't see anything wrong with it.
This is very interesting. Yeah, this is a Monmouth University poll.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Okay, if you've got those young people thinking that, then you know that they're going to think it's fine to bring back Colin Kaepernick as well as some of these other players that may be talking about. But it's not, and the other thing is if these guys start taking a knee again, it will destroy the National Football League, because they lost a whole bunch of fans the last time around when they did that, and people have had it. There's no in between with what's going on right now. People either agree with what they're seeing going on or people disagree with it. And by the way, the fundamental transformation of America is going on right in front of us. Again, Barack Obama gets on television yesterday and makes his comments via a YouTube video, and he talks about the changes being made in America that have needed to be made for a long time. That's the fundamental transformation of America he talked about way back in 2008.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And, you know, as you mentioned this poll, it is interesting that people would think that it's either fully justified or partially justified. We're not talking about the protesting. See, I think this is where it doesn't compute. We're not talking about protesting or having anger or wanting to have some kind of substantive change, basically, but it is, in fact, about the rioting, evidently. And that, to me, I just can't imagine how that is justifiable.
Yeah, and Eric is kind of agreeing with me. He says, good morning, everyone. Perhaps that's the plan, and I just said it, the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. That means every single thing, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. They see this right now as their opportunity to just roll, roll, roll. They see this as their opportunity to get their everything that they want to get through, because when you see police officers out on the street and public officials, elected public officials out on the street taking a knee, okay, a knee, which is a sign of you're giving up and you're agreeing with them with whatever this, that, and the other. That's not the thing to do. There has to be law and there has to be order in this country, or you have nothing.
Well, you know, Captain, earlier this evening, Mayor Gil Garcetti in Los Angeles came out and talked about several different things that they're wanting to propose and or do in response to the protests and or the riots at this point. They're looking now to eliminate over $100 million in the police budget
in
the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, they want to. What are you going to do? Have citizen police officers out there with bang sticks or a knife? What are they going to do? Are they going to go out there? Because you're going to have civil unrest the likes of which you've never seen. You think the crooks and the hoodlums are walking around free now. You wait till they do that and get rid of $100 million worth of funds, which means a bunch of police officers. You wait till you see that. The honor system does not work in this society that we currently have.
Yes, exactly. And it's being described, this proposal, as, quote, just one aspect of change, unquote. And it's a little puzzling, only because, you know, you could talk about reforming or having special training or making sure that, you know, there's this, that, and the other thing in place. But all of a sudden to come out and say, okay, we're just going to start reducing law enforcement. Again, we're not talking about protesters. We're talking about people who would go out and beat people. And we're seeing all these videos, Captain, of store owners or people on the street just getting pummeled for no reason by rioters and looters.
And the police captain in St. Louis who went to help out his friend, he didn't go there with any intent to harm anybody or do anything to anybody, and he was gunned down.
Yes. It's just it's unbelievable. It's hard to have the nation come together when we see these kinds of things, not only with George Floyd, but with some of the acts of violence that we.
And there have been other people that have been killed, other people that have been injured, and you're not hearing a word about them. Not a word.
No, not at all.
And these people have been attacked by the Antifa likes and whatnot. And we need to understand something here. Okay, when we say Antifa, there's about 12 or 13 different types of groups that all identify themselves with the Antifa movement. It's not just Antifa. There's other groups in there. And they are radical, and they don't care. And they'll do anything they can to achieve the ends by which they're trying to accomplish here. And again, it all has to do with one simple thing, the fundamental transformation of America. They've been trying to do it since 1963, and they feel this is the time when they can just ram it down everybody's throat. And as I said, one of the things that has them thinking they can is this poll where 58% of the college students, many of whom are right out there in the middle of this protest right now doing what they're doing, believe that there's nothing wrong with the riot, and the riots are totally justified.
Well, you know, Captain, I've heard more than one person say, well, you know, these stores and Target and so forth, they're all insured. And while that may be true, many of these stores are not going to come back to these neighborhoods. And the people that had jobs in those stores are not going to get jobs anytime soon, most unfortunately. So these things have big ramifications.
Now, before we get into, and we're not going to have time to do it until the next segment, we'll talk about Rod Rosenstein and how important that was yesterday, and the doors and windows that opened wide open. Church leaders spoke out, and I'm talking about the general church leaders that support the President of the United States, his alliance that were there, and a few others, and said that they liked the fact that the President paid a visit to the church, that he walked out there. And then he went back with his wife the following day, I think you know that, and actually prayed at the altar of the church. And the press, in the meantime, is continuing their narrative as to, oh, how dare he go over there, and how dare he hold this Bible up in the air. And by the way, he had it upside down. I mean, come on.
You know, Captain, I heard a great comment from Ari Fleischer earlier saying that if it had been the same set of circumstances, but it would have been President Obama who would have walked across Lafayette.
He would have been holding the Koran up.
But he would have been heralded as a hero for doing that, and what a wonderful healing moment it would have been, et cetera, et cetera. But because it's Trump, they're just going to keep going after him.
By the way, I see the sheriff and the police are now moving in and removing the protesters from wherever it was they were at. You told us where they were at. Where are they at?
Well, I think by what I'm seeing on the monitor, I think this is near City Hall, maybe near Parker Center, the police station there, the police headquarters. I could be wrong, but that's kind of what it looks like to me on the monitor here.
Well, I see a bunch of sheriff's deputies right now starting to cuff people with twist ties that they've got there. People laying on the ground. People are actually giving up. So there you go. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we are going to talk about Rod Rosenstein and the importance of what he had to say yesterday. We found out a lot of things that are going to really go far in terms of what's going to happen next. And by the way, I'll tell you about a fake news story that was out there, too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Prosecutors have filed a more serious charge against the Minneapolis police officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, even as he repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." The three other officers present were also charged in Floyd's death.
We got all four!
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the charges against the other officers and the upgraded murder charge for Derek Chauvin.
George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value. And we will seek justice for him.
In Minneapolis, Floyd's son Quincy says that his family's request is a simple one.
I'm here with my family. We demand justice. My father hasn't been killed like this. We want justice.
The Floyd family and demonstrators united in a call to fight police brutality and racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. G-E-I-C-O.com. Now you can go over there to that website, type in your zip code, and you can get rate comparisons for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you might have, the RTV, the boat, maybe the RV too. And by the way, if you've got homeowners or renters insurance policies, you can bundle that up with your car, and you can save some money too. All you got to do is type in your zip code at geico.com, and the rest is simple. Now, if you want to talk to an agent, you can do that too. But at least you'll find out right away whether or not they can save you money. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and see how much money you'll save. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Rob Rosenstein, who was the deputy attorney general, correct?
That's right, yes.
And he took over pretty much for Jeff Sessions when he recused himself from all the stuff that was going on there, right?
Right.
And the Mueller investigation and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He came out yesterday and he said that he was absolutely flat out wrong, that he made a serious mistake with the FISA warrants that were there, because he assigned 11 of them apparently, and he never really looked at any of them.
Yeah, that's really kind of hard to swallow. The very fact that here's a person who's supposed to be you know, the reason he's signing off on it is because he's in authority to do so. But yet he was saying, of course, he relied on the fact that the agents were verifying all this information. But it even sounds worse than that to me, Captain, if he wasn't really even digesting what was being said on these warrants.
Well, what he said was it was up to the agents, to make sure everything was right, and then all he did was sign them. But he didn't actually verify or look at them, and you would think that somebody in his position would have an assistant there that would be looking at these things to make sure they were right. That would be what I would think.
Well, certainly, because if not for the seriousness of the serious nature of having these FISA warrants in the first place, it doesn't seem like it's kind of routine, like I'm heading out to go get my cup of coffee, but oh, quick, here, sign this, okay, and then it doesn't compute for the American people.
Now, that being said, we know that there's going to be some more things that are going to happen because this is moving very quickly along. Comey's going to be testifying. Clapper's going to be testifying. Loretta Lynch is going to be testifying. Some other big names in the mix there as we go along here in front of Senator Lindsey Graham's Senate committee. And this is going to go right through the summer, I might add. Now, there was, of course, some big-time fake news that showed up on the Internet, and people were going, oh, yeah, look at this, look at this. And what it was Attorney General Barr to make arrests today and Friday, next series to come after Rosenstein testimony and all that. Not true. Not even close.
Well, you know, Captain, I've seen those a lot, and it seems like if we held our breath every single time we saw that big announcement come out from some news source, you know, we had a nickel for every time they did that, you know. But, I don't think that's how it's going to go down. This is going to be a slow process, but also it's something the Democrats are absolutely going to loathe because there's going to be the drip, drip, drip over the summertime and as we approach the election of more of this malfeasance.
Now, we've talked about the fundamental transformation of America, and we can't talk about that enough because that's exactly what we're seeing going on right in front of our eyes, and nobody wants to talk about it. Barack Obama came close yesterday by talking about, well, the changes that now have to be made. But you and I were talking during the break, and you asked me a question about something else, and let's take that in another direction. So go ahead.
Well, that's right. Well, this is the idea that just one aspect of the change was that budget cut that they were calling for now in Los Angeles.
Well, if you start cutting police, okay, $100 million to cut police, that's going to mean less officers, less enforcement. What's the purpose then? Do you then put citizen police out on the street? Which, by the way, we heard, I guess maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago that Barack Obama wanted to have the brown shirt police. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, very much.
And maybe this is what they're talking about. And this is all, again, this is socialism. This is what Mussolini did. This is what Stalin did. This is what Hitler did. That sort of stuff, okay? And like it or not, yeah, they were fascists, but they were also socialists.
That's right. Well, you know, Mayor Garcetti came out yesterday evening in Los Angeles and, you know, was talking about this idea of these massive budget cuts and trying to put this back into the community somehow, et cetera, et cetera. But they also talked about the idea of delaying getting people when they're arrested put into the gang database and trying to, you know, and it's a good thought. You don't want young people to get caught up into crime. But what I was thinking while he was saying that, Captain, and had one of his lieutenants come out and talk as well, was, well, why weren't you doing this before? I mean, you know, we understand these so-called systemic issues. As a Democrat mayor who's showing his coolness here, why didn't you do all this kind of stuff before? Why did it take these protests to make you start doing that? And nobody's asking that question of him.
Well, we also know one other thing. We know that everybody's talking about the doctors that weren't warning about the fact of the we're going to have a massive spike in coronavirus cases, and we're 9 days into it, so, you know, they talk about the 2 weeks. Well, we got 4 or 5 days before we'll start seeing something, and then they're saying, well, within the next week or two, it's going to spike, and we're going to be in big trouble, and then we're going to go backwards, and we're going to this and that. But my question is, what happens if we don't?
Yeah, if we do not see a spike, it's going to be very difficult, Captain, to keep people, quote unquote, in line with all of the precautions and things of that nature, and a lot of the hardships that businesses are enduring right now. And of course, we hope there isn't a spike. But then, actually, there will probably be some wacky explanation like, well, it already ran its course, and so we're out of the woods now, and this kind of thing. You know, who knows how they're going to try to justify it all. But what I do know, Captain, is that if you have thousands of people in any city on the street, shoulder to shoulder, and yet people aren't allowed to go sit in a restaurant or go to sit in the church sanctuary, and the government does nothing to break up these groups that are obviously larger than 10 people, you know, something is going wrong here with what we've been told about COVID-19 and what we're all supposed to be doing to protect one another.
And Eric is talking in the chat room about a big line of the local Second Amendment establishment. He's talking about there was a line that it took about an hour wait just to get inside the building to get into the gun store and all that. And I am well aware of that, Eric. But I've also told you about last weekend down in Port Charlotte. We had a big crowd down there for that first gun show that we did down there. Now, they could only put half the capacity inside the building, but that half capacity was in there for 5 or 6 hours straight, and as 10, 15, 20 people would leave, another 10, 15, 20 people would come in there, keeping it at half capacity all the time. And the thing of it is this weekend I'm going to be in Largo at another place that's going to be like that with another gun show. And they sold a bunch of weapons down there. It wasn't just pistols. It was shotguns. It was rifles, long guns. It was knives. It was the electronic stun guns, that sort of stuff. A lot of things were being sold there, and we're going to see it again this weekend in Largo at the next gun show I'm doing.
Yeah, there's all over the country, Captain. We're getting stories of these kinds of occurrences. The inventory is going way down, obviously. People are having to wait much longer if there's a mandatory waiting period.
Yeah.
Because people are watching the news.
Yeah, now the bad thing is, if there is a bad thing, is that everybody has to be abiding by the CDC rules, and that means that everyone wears a mask, whether you're a vendor inside or whatnot. But you come in, you get a free mask, you put it on, you walk around, you do what you need to do. There's the hand sanitizer on a lot of the tables. There's people wearing the little plastic gloves, like the hospital gloves and all that stuff. So, when you handle something, you're not touching whatever. There's a lot of very good precautions being taken, and again, all in line with the CDC. And one person said something about, well, I'm not going to wear a mask. They said, okay, then you don't come in.
Well, exactly.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, precisely. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. If there are rules, we got to follow them.
Yeah, and it's not going to be that way forever. But for the next few weeks or maybe even a month or two, that's the way it's going to be. And like I say, the key is what's going to happen here. And hold on, Kyle, because we'll be right back with more. The key is going to be what happens here after all these thousands of people being out on the street. What's going to happen in another week to 10 days? That we're going to see a spike? Because if we don't, then we'll know it's all been a bunch of nonsense now, won't we? Okay, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highways and byways and talk about Tropical Storm Cristobal. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Frontsite, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Frontsite, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and it's that time of the night. First Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So here we go. We're going to kick it off with a little New Orleans Blues.
Come on over.
Joe Bonamassa from New Orleans, and he's playing the blues for you. And I'll tell you what, that is a good way to get things started here, because the reason I played the New Orleans blues to start things out tonight is because we got us a tropical storm by the name of Cristobal that I got to tell you about. First of all, that storm is just kind of sitting right now down in the Bay of Campeche, and it's just kind of churning around, doing its thing, building up some steam, because right now the minimal central pressure is down to 995 millibars. It has dropped. It's not going to go anywhere until sometime today, and then it's going to very slowly start moving to the north, the northeast, and then straight north, and it looks like it's going to go between Houston and New Orleans. Take your pick, left or right or dead center, and we're going to get us a big-time rainmaker, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this. I don't know if you know anything about what's been going on weather-wise in the Gulf Coast, but Mississippi and East Texas and Louisiana has gotten plenty of rain, so the ground is saturated, and we're talking 10 to 15 inches of rain minimum in the area where the storm's going to go. Could be more, and we're talking 4 to 6 inches of rain off to the right side of the storm, depending on how close it gets to the shoreline.
Yes, exactly right, Captain. And, you know, Cristobal has now, is essentially now the earliest occurrence of a third named storm, which mm-hmm. is now Tropical Storm Cristobal. Mm-hmm. It's the earliest occurrence of having a third storm in any recorded hurricane season. So this may be a shadow of things to come for this coming hurricane season on June 1st.
Dr. Gray and company, when they made the prediction, said this is going to be an exceptional hurricane season. And what's the date today?
Today is June the 4th. June the 3rd. It's June the 4th where you are. It's June the 3rd where I am. That's right.
Yeah, well, all right. Never mind. But here we go. Okay, this is the third storm since the official start of the hurricane season.
That's right. That's right. It's mm-hmm. the third one since the start, and it's the earliest occurrence of a third named storm that they've ever seen. It did make landfall in Mexico near Atasta, Mexico.
Easy for you to say.
That's right. Yeah, at 8:30 a.m. local time on Wednesday. That's west of the city of Ciudad del Carmen. And in the state of Campeche, as you mentioned.
But it has bounced back out, and it's just slowly churning right now and just working its way along as it is at the moment in the Bay of Campeche. And it's just not going to go anywhere until a little bit later in the day. Then it will start moving to the north and northeast, and eventually it'll find its way coming towards, looks like New Orleans. And again, it could go as far west as Houston, but New Orleans is the east, actually. Actually, it's Mississippi and Mobile, Alabama, but anywhere in the middle. Now, excessive heat is going to continue through today over central California and parts of the southwest, including Las Vegas and Phoenix, all across I-10, all across I-8, and up I-17 north towards Flagstaff to about the 3,500-foot level. What's going on out there?
Well, it was hot today here in Southern California. It was in the 90s, and it looks like we're going to be cooling down as we look at the trend over the next 3 or 4 days here by the weekend. So that will be a good thing. But you're right, that excessive heat warning continues on through Las Vegas, over through Phoenix and Tucson. Also, Captain, we have a fire weather watch in the areas of Salt Lake City and Provo, Utah. Gets a little bit into eastern Nevada. But as we see some of these areas in Utah, that's also of concern.
Now, we have severe thunderstorms that have been plaguing the central part of the U.S., pretty much along I-70, from Kansas over through Missouri, over through Illinois, and right now they're on the Indiana state line. But again, pretty much following the I-70 corridor right now. And some of those storms have been severe. There's flood watches, flood warnings. You've got a dense fog advisory right now in the Dallas Metroplex area, Dallas-Fort Worth. You've also got rain in the western part of Colorado with some windy conditions tonight over going into Utah and the eastern part of Nevada. It's just kind of one of those wild, wacky weather forecasts wherever you look.
Absolutely, you're right. It just takes that corridor on through as it heads towards the East Coast.
All right, and I'm going to go over to the phone line right now because we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. He's called in, so we'll get him in there. So, Todd, take it away, 60 seconds.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, to the 63 million Americans who busted our tail to get Donald Trump elected. Let's make sure we get those 55 seats replaced in the House and get the House back so we get rid of Pelosi. And let's get some money to the senators. Some of you senators need to pipe up here. About time you grilled Rosenstein. I could have told you, me and the captain could have told you from the beginning about time Trump stepped on the escalator at Trump Tower, that Obama weaponized the 16 agencies to try and take down not only a duly elected president, but an American citizen. And it could happen to you or me, and thank God Jesus Christ vindicated Donald because he didn't do anything wrong. He went out and busted his butt and went to 4 rallies a day, and it's time to get out there and go to rallies, Donald, and stand up for the American people and fire that Esper guy over there and get somebody who will bring the military in to save our cities because these governors are getting their paycheck and everyone else is dying on the vine. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless you, Captain.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. And Kyle, another spirited message.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And by the way, it's 150 days until the election.
I know. It seems like it's far away, but it will be here before we know it. You'll start seeing a lot more advertising. I know they've got all kinds of stuff going, like on YouTube right now, but you'll see a lot more political advertising as we...
Now, we did hear that the Republican Party is going to still have some of their things going on in Charlotte because they had set up Charlotte to be the place where they had their committee meetings and this, that, and the other. But the actual convention itself will not be in Charlotte, and they're looking for another place. Now, I'm thinking out loud, and I know Georgia would love to have it, and I'm thinking that Atlanta could be one of the places where they might want to go because it's not that far away from Charlotte. But the place, it should be in a battleground state, correct?
Oh, I agree, yes.
All right. The place where it should be, in my humble opinion, is Florida. And it's not just because I live here. It's because this is a battleground state.
Well, that's right. And what better backdrop to really be able to lay out the clear choice that Americans have in this 2020 election. Everything that we've been through in the country, Captain, is gonna culminate in this election, it would seem, and where we're gonna go from here. Are we gonna stay on the course of getting the jobs back? Are we gonna stay on the course of making sure that, we're staying strong and all these different things happening with China right now as well? Or are we gonna put the Biden, or better words, Democrat machine in charge?
Yeah, by the way, as we go to the break for the top of the hour, and Kyle Warren and I will be back after the break, Lindsey Graham has said that the Rosenstein hearing has showed that the fox was guarding the hen house in the Mueller investigation, and we knew that to begin with, that there was something really screwy going on there. Nobody wanted to believe it. Nobody wanted to believe it, but I think they believe it now, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. New Orleans, get yourself ready.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.